Today, WUWM kicks off a special series, Project Milwaukee Southern Connections. We're exploring efforts to cultivate a regional corridor between Milwaukee and the Illinois border. Some experts believe the stretch of land is a crucial link in a larger region. Richard Longworth is a senior fellow with the Chicago Council on Global Affairs and author of a book on the Midwest called Caught in the Middle, America's Heartland in the Age of Globalism. He told WUWM's Annalise Hensel that new ideas for growing the region could come out of a study underway by an international group called the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD.
The OECD, Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, is based in Paris. It's the 30 leading biggest industrial nations. They've done territorial reviews, which is looking at pretty much urban economies from a regional point of view, trying to figure out what the region is. And they've done a lot of these around the world. They've never done one in the United States before until now. And what they're doing is looking at the Chicago economic region, and they see that as including Milwaukee, and of course Kenosha and Racine, and then Chicago northern suburbs, and on into northern Indiana. And they're trying to look at this region around the south end of Lake Michigan as one solid economic region, see how we work together, and try to make some recommendations for how we can leverage this region to greater strength and greater cooperation, especially greater powers in the global economy.
What makes the international experts consider this part of the world as a region which belongs together?
You look at the map, it looks like an obvious region. You can stretch it on even further into western Michigan, all the way from Milwaukee around to Grand Rapids, really. It's an area that hangs together economically, historically. We all come out of this heavy industry background. We've all suffered to a greater or lesser degree from the Rust Belt era, the departure of industry, the outsourcing, now the impact of globalization. We're all dealing with a number of social problems, including education, that are pretty common. It makes sense that we hang together, that we are just one region, and I think the OECD people are going to be a little surprised to find out that we really don't see ourselves that way. They may suggest that it's high time we did.
You say it's not impossible for states to work together, and there are times that they have, such as when developing the Great Lakes Compact, but you believe they're missing opportunities by stopping at state lines.
The Great Lakes Compact is a good example of what we can do when we can work together. And that, of course, is all eight states around the Great Lakes, not just this region, plus the two provinces in Canada. It was a noble accomplishment and really got a lot done. The water pretty well is protected now. We have real rules governing diversion and protection. Now, what do we do with this water? People in Milwaukee are thinking hard and making some headway, but the rest of the area isn't. I think what you're doing with the Water Institute and Water Council is wonderful. More power to you. But I sure wish Chicago could get a piece of that action. Not to take it away from Milwaukee, but simply to leverage the strengths that we have here to increase this work. We need to use our water resources to look to industries of the future, the bioscience, biotech, computer industries, power industries that just may be the key to the future for this whole region.
You blog about these issues, and in a recent posting, you had harsh words for states that don't work together. You talked in particular about states that are trying to lure companies across state lines.
For Wisconsin and Illinois to be fighting over jobs and cutting taxes and trying to steal businesses from each other is ridiculous. The real competition is 10,000 miles away, and it's eating our lunch. I despair of state governments doing this, but I know from talking with people, economic development people here in Chicago, I certainly know from talking with economic development people in Milwaukee that they get it. They know that the future of their cities doesn't lie in their state capitals, but lies in creating new industries and new jobs right at home using all the resources at hand.
So some groups are showing an interest in a regional approach, and the study is underway by the international group. On the whole, are you optimistic on regionalism because of these conversations, or do you believe it's more likely the states will choose not to capitalize on their mutual strengths?
Most of what actually is happening is not positive on this, but there are enough people who do see the need, We do need somebody coming in from outside, like the OEC, just to say, look, folks, this isn't working. There are better ways of doing this. If it starts a kind of conversation going on this, it will have served its purpose.